broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning. Hi, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm having a good morning. I saw a whale in the Narrows yesterday, which is kind of fun.
Oh, it's always fabulous whenever you see any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's.
Yeah. I know. And you only ever get like this little glimpse. It's like, what are they? What do they look like under there? I don't know. It's like we're living in different worlds totally, which I suppose makes sense. They are aquatic. So let's start Tradio.
Okay.
Again, this is our buy-sell trade program. You can call in at 907-772-3808. And it looks like we already have a caller on line one. Give us a second and I'll put you on the air. Okay. Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. This is Marilyn and I'm calling for the Friends of the Library.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Okay, so you've been announcing it, which is just great. We so appreciate it, but I just thought a little personal touch with a, you know, reminder of what we have there. The sale is tomorrow, 11 to 1 at the library, and you can still donate books. Right now, we also have some of the vintage, vintage books and the Inuit-style prints and some artwork that are available for bidding on in the library right now. And then also tomorrow there'll be a table full of silent auction items. Then we also have lots of puzzles and Christmas books and Alaska books. So if you want to bring a bag and fill it up for $5, we want you to do that.
Wow.
And you can also, I want to mention what this money goes for. All of the money goes to benefit the libraries in town, not just the public library, but both school libraries. So like if the high school library, there's something that they need that they can't really cover in their budget, like a set collection or something, they just get a hold of us and they say, hey, do you have an extra $1,000? We say, of course we do. And we give it to them.
Wow.
So,
great.
That's what we do. And we are open to get other volunteers or people that would like to join. If you join the Friends, it's like $10 a person, I think $25 for a family, and you can do that at the library, at the sale. And you don't have to do stuff if you join, but the dues help what we do around town with our donations and stuff.
Oh, to become a member.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, to become a member. Yes.
Great.
So I think I covered everything. Do you have any questions?
No, I think that covers it, Marilyn.
And that's tomorrow at starts at 11:30 and goes to 1 p.m., am I right?
Nope, 11 to 1.
11.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah, and I hope lots of people come, cause, like I said. Oh, and there's a total separate Christmas table.
Oh.
So that's really nice. And plus, there are a lot of children's books because the library went through their collection and weeded out because they want to get new stuff for their collection in the children's room. And so we have a lot of books that can go home to families.
All right. That's fantastic. Thank you.
All okay. Right. Well, have a great weekend, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Marilyn.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, that's exciting. And bring a bag. I guess I will be bringing a large bag.
You might want to bring more than one bag. It's a great fundraiser, you know, and it's nice. They usually do that every, the first Saturday of every month.
Oh, okay.
So I might have that wrong. That might have changed, but it If it
in
is
any
different,
case, it's happening this Saturday. Yes. And yeah, great. All right, that's fantastic. Yeah. No, I love the library.
Yeah,
I go often, and it's great, and I get new books. It's fantastic. Although I haven't used the new online book getting thing yet, the Libby app, where you can sort of get books that are from other libraries across Alaska. I haven't quite used that feature yet. But
I have not either, but I'm sure that they would also help you at the local library to be able to access that and know. I'm a big reader as well, and having donated a lot of books over the years to the sale, because it's really nice, because sometimes you can't store all those things.
All right, and we do have another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hi, I'm calling to see if anybody has found a iPhone 13. Here's the situation. Our granddaughter's backpack was taken from the activity center pool area in the locker room. And anyway, it's got some sentimental pictures on there of my daughter that passed in February, the girl's mom. And it had texts on there with her voice and stuff. And at this time, we would just like to get the phone back. They can have the rest. It's just that, you know, it's sentimental value. It's a black iPhone, and it's got a search sticker on the back of it. And, I'd like the other items back, but then, you know, like, biggers can't be choosers, so... can I give you my phone numbers?
Absolutely.
Okay, 738, and that's 907-738-2447 or 907-617-8113. And if they don't want to contact us, if they could turn into a police station, they know who we are. And as I said, it's sentimental, you know,
Yeah, those are memories that you just can't get back, and
have a conscience, somebody, and please return it. We don't think the battery's active yet. It happened on the 29th, and we'd sure appreciate it.
All right. Well, okay. I hope you find it.
Yes. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. And have a nice day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, and then we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning, David Bird calling.
Hiya, Dave.
Hi, hey, Robin. Hey there.
Hi.
I am calling today with my Rotary hat on. Petersburg Rotary is looking for resilient students for their outbound exchange programs. Ruby Litster is out this year to the Czech Republic. And Becca Midkiff spent 4 weeks on our short-term program with a friend she met. We hooked her up with in Finland. But these programs are open to kids now for next summer, either the 4-week program on a family-to-family exchange or the year-long program departing next August for about 10 months in a foreign country. So if you have a child or you know, of a grandkid or a friend who is a resilient student and thinks they would be interested in spending a year abroad. More information is available at our website, which is RYE5010. That stands for Rotary Youth Exchange, 5010.org. Or folks can call me or another Rotarian. I'm available at 518-1199. To talk about the program. The kids can be, as far as the short-term program, even kids that graduate or seniors this year could go out for 4 weeks next summer. Our long-term program is a little more restrictive in that we're looking for younger students that can come back and complete school here in Petersburg. So we're looking for either freshman or sophomore to apply to go out. So have to be part of the youth exchange program here in town, and want to open the applications to students that are interested and that could benefit from the program.
All right. Yeah. I mean, the world is out there. That's a great opportunity. Cool.
Yeah, it sure is. So anyway, hope to get some good applicants this year.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Thanks very much. Take care, guys.
Bye. Okay, and now we have one more caller on line three. You're on the air.
Good morning, Isaiah. Good morning, Julie. This is Barb from, I guess I have my little library hat on today. I just wanted to make a clarification about the book sale. They're only happening twice a year now, once in the spring and once in the fall.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Barb. See,
and
I knew
no,
I...
It's okay. It's okay. It used to be every month, and we get a lot of people still coming in and asking. So I just thought, well, this way, you know, some people will know. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was that coming up on Alaska Day, which is the 18th of October, the library is hosting the Tell Us Woman Art Show. And we'll be having the opening reception on Saturday the 18th from 4 to 6. And everyone's welcome. We'll have some refreshments and all of the amazing art. And the show will run from that day, the 18th, until the 31st of October, till the end of the month.
Okay.
Okay, and you're calling it the what women's art show? I missed that first one.
The Tallis Woman, like Talisman, but okay. It's Tallis Woman.
Okay.
And... anyway, if you need some more information about that, you can always go to the library's website at psglib.org.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
great.
Barb.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Isaiah.
Hi, Craig.
Robin. Hi, this is Craig Olson for the chess club today at 426 at the library at the Ruth Sandvik conference room.
All right, exciting. And very casual. No. It'll be fun.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Craig. Okay. Wow, that was a pretty good showing, I thought. So if people do have more things to buy, sell, trade, you can still call into Tradio. And again, our number is 907-772-3808.
All right, should I do a little rundown?
Yeah, do one slowly, and maybe someone else will call in.
All right. Well, Marilyn called with the Friends of the Library. They're having one of their twice a year sales.
Which is a big deal.
It is a big deal. Uh-huh. And it's from 11 to 1 at the library this Saturday. You can still donate books for that. They have a lot of different things going on. They have vintage books and artwork for bidding on. There's a table of silent auction items that will be available, I think, to bid on those Saturday. They have a lot of Christmas books, Alaska books, and puzzles. They're asking that people bring a bag, and it's $5 a bag. A bag. And the proceeds from this fundraiser, it goes to support the two school libraries as well as the community library. So you're not just helping the community library, you're also helping out the school. There is a special table with Christmas items and the children's books on it, lots of those. They've gone through some of those so that they can purchase new books. And so a great way to get some good books for your family. You can also join the Friends of the Library, and dues for membership are $10 a person to join or $25 a family. So, again, that is the sale is this Saturday from 11 to 1. We had another caller who is looking for a lost, stolen iPhone. It was lost and stolen at the at the community gym is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. I didn't write those words, and apparently I'm struggling this morning. It's a black iPhone 13. They would really just appreciate it being returned. It has very sentimental pictures and voice text messages on it for someone who has passed away. It's this little girl's mother that had passed away, and so they would really like to have it back for sentimental reasons. It's black. It has a search sticker on it. If you could find it or you want to return it, you could call 907-738-2447 or 907-617-8113, or you can even drop it off at the local police department. They're not looking to press charges. They just would like to have that phone back.
Right. Good. And I'm going to pause the roundup because we do have a couple more callers. And that means caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hey, this is Marilyn again, and I missed the whole thing until I heard Barb, which is good that she called and said that about just twice a year. But also, you don't have to buy a whole bag of books. You could just buy individuals, too.
Okay. That's great to know.
Well, yes, yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to help the sale along, you know. But, you know, you can get a lot of books for $5.
You can. I didn't want people to be sure thinking they only had to buy, you know, that they had to buy a whole bag. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay.
Okay.
All
thanks,
right.
Marilyn.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Okay. Bye.
See, this is a way to continue Tradio, is I just misspeak and...
people will call in and clarify.
Yes,
yeah, it's good.
Yes, yes.
So we have another caller on line two. You are on the air.
Hello. Is that me?
Yes. That's you.
Okay. Hi. This is Paige. I have a new inbox office chair, and it's by BU Chairs, B-E-Y-O-U Chair. If anyone's interested, they can Google it. It kind of can do different things. And I want $250 for it.
Oh, brand new, you say?
Yeah, new inbox, yeah.
Wow, great.
And my number is 907-201-0399. Yes, so it's a BU chair. It's
okay.
A thing.
All right. Thanks, Paige.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. And I actually do have a little announcement on behalf of KFSK. On Sunday, we are hosting our kickoff brunch for our fundraiser week, which is next week. It's super exciting. The brunch will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here at the KFSK studios. So stop by. Everyone is invited. Come by for a bite to eat. Come by to meet the community. It'll be great. And also coming up next week is during our fall fundraiser. We have community members, so nonprofits, anyone in the community who wants to talk about the work that they do and wants to talk about KFSK or just wants to kind of get the word out there about something. Give us a call here at the station and we'll schedule in for a time. It'd be great to have some community voices on the air that week. So again, that's next week. And you can give us a call. You can either and ask for Julie or myself, Isaiah, at 907-772-3808. Robin, I hope you're coming.
I don't know what I'm doing on Sunday yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a maybe. I can't say definitely yes or definitely not.
Man, you are killing me here. You got to say yes. Of course I'm coming. You're just supposed to lie.
No. My integrity bone will not allow me to lie.
To make me feel better, then maybe it's worth it. Anyway, so that's this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please do stop by. So shall we continue our round out? We kind of got interrupted halfway through.
Sure.
I believe it was after the iPhone that we were at.
Yes. Dave Berg called wearing his Petersburg Rotarian hat, and they are taking applications now for the outbound exchange programs. If this is for next year. There's the short-term one that's 4 weeks long. That's for next summer. That can even be seniors this year, and so they can still participate in that. Or they're looking for the long-term outbound students, which is a year-long program. They leave next August to go somewhere. So they're hoping to have either a freshman or a sophomore this year apply for that. That needs to be younger students to apply so that they can come back and finish their education here. So if you're interested in that, you can check out the website for the local Rotary Club, which is rye5010.org. Or you can give Dave a call at 907-518-1199. And flip the page here. Also, the library is hosting on the 18th an opening reception for the Talis Woman's Art Show. That'll be from 4 to 6 on the 18th, and it's going to run from October 18th through the end of the month, October 31st. And if you want more information about that, you can check out the library website, and that's psglib.org. Craig Olson called to remind everybody that Chess Club is happening today from 4 to 6 at the library in the Ruth Sandvik Conference Room.
And I will say it is ages 16 and older.
Oh, ages 16 and older. Okay. That is good to know. And then Paige called, and she has a new in-the-box BU chair for sale. And she's asking $250 for that. And her number is 907-201-0399. And back to the library book sale, just because I misspoke so many times about being an authority on something that I should not be an authority on. You don't have to buy a whole bag. You can buy individual books. But
right, if you're looking for that one to just round out the shelf.
Right.
This is a good place to get that.
Yeah, so you can buy one, or you can get a whole bag full for $5.
Great. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you, Robin, for joining me for Tradio this morning. I appreciate it very much.
You may not want me back next week.
Well, it depends if you come to the brunch or not.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. All right.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. In about 7 minutes here, I'll have the Jet Report for you, and then in between now and then some music right up until 10 o'clock, and then at 10 to 12, we'll have Science Friday, followed by your local newscast that is at 12 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KFSK.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.